The other test, it is contentment. It's contentment. And a beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, hadith number 447. The Prophet said that even if a person owns a valley of gold, he would want to have another. Even if a person owns a valley of gold, he would want to own another valley of gold. And the maximum he can take in his mouth is the dirt of the grave. However rich he is, let him be the richest man in the world, the person would want to crave for more wealth. A person is not content. Most of the human beings aren't content. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 32, that do not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which Allah has favored other people. We say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given him so much wealth, you have given him such a good, beautiful car. Don't ask from Allah what Allah has favored others with. It will be lost for you. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 4. Our beloved Prophet said that look at those people who are less fortunate than you. Don't look at those people who are more fortunate than you, lest it will divert you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest you may be ungrateful to your Lord. So Prophet said, look at those who are less fortunate. Then you say, okay, fine. The person, you know, he doesn't have a car. At least I have a small car, Maruti car. Don't look at a person having a Mercedes. Oh, why don't I have a Mercedes? The person doesn't have a car. At least Allah has given me a car. You'll be thankful to Allah. The moment you compare yourself with the person who has a Mercedes, oh, why hasn't Allah given me a Mercedes? Look at those people who are less fortunate. It will help you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is human nature. And there's a saying that there was a man who complained because he had no shoes. Until he saw a man who had no feet. A person used to complain, I've got no shoes. Complain to Allah, I've got no shoes. Until he saw a man who had no feet, then he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least I have feet. So contentment is a test. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, that the real wealth is contentment, it is not property. The real true wealth is contentment, being satisfied. Whatever you have, you say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. That is the true mu'min, that's a true believer, that's a true Muslim, contentment. While people ask, that how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created some people who are born healthy? He makes some people born healthy. Some people are born with diseases. Maybe congenital disease, heart disease, some are born handicapped. So is Allah unjust? Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never unjust in the least degree. This is a test. Allah tests different people in different ways. Maybe it's possible the children that are born, they are masoom, they are sinless. It's not their fault at all. But as the Quran says, in Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse number 28, that your wealth and your children are a test for you. And Allah repeats the message in chapter 63, verse number 9, that do not let your wealth and your children deviate from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So maybe possible that it's a test for the parents. It's a test for the parents. There may be occasion, whenever any calamity comes on any individual, it is either a test or it's a punishment. Those people who have deviated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them it's a punishment. From those who are on the true path, it's a test for them. Maybe the parents are very good Muslims, offering 5 times salah, may have given the zakat, may have gone for hajj, maybe fasting the month of Ramadan. Now Allah gives them a child who has congenital heart disease. The true Muslim, a true mu'min will say, Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is testing them. A person who's ungrateful or may not be able to pass the difficult test, will say, oh, why? He will start cribbing. He'll complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did Allah give me a child who's handicapped, who has congenital heart disease? And more difficult the test, more high is the reward. More difficult is the test, more high is the reward. For example, if you sit for a BA degree examination, if you pass, you're a graduate. BA, graduate in arts. But if you pass an MBBS examination, besides being a graduate, you get a doctor in front of your name, doctor. But to pass MBBS examination is multiple times more difficult than to pass a BA examination. So more difficult the test, more higher is the reward. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give those parents not Jannah but Jannat al-Firdaus. So even though they're pious, Allah wants to give them a higher reward. And that is the reason our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's mentioned Sunnah Tirmidhi, when a person asked that who had the maximum test in this world, the Prophet replied that all the Anbiyas, all the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had the most difficult test. After that, those who were closest to them, those who are like the Prophets. After that, those who are like them. And more higher is the faith of a person, more difficult is the test. I mean, more taqwa a person has, Allah gives you a difficult test. See, you took admission into MBBS because you got high marks in 12th standard. Right? So more difficult test. To pass MBBS is difficult. So here also, the Prophets, their taqwa level cannot be compared with the normal human beings. So just because they were Prophets of God, even the Prophets were tested. No Prophet was just led without testing. But because the taqwa was high, the Prophets were tested multiple times more than the normal human beings like compared to you and me. More difficult. So more higher is your taqwa and the faith, Allah will test you. So true believer, if difficulty comes, he says, ah, subhanallah, praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. He takes it as a test. Any calamity comes, it's either a test or a punishment. For the Prophets of high taqwa, it wasn't a punishment, it was a test. And they passed the test. When any good things happen to an individual, it's either a reward or a test. Wealth can be a reward or it can be a test for you. Any good thing happens, it is either a reward or a test for you. For those who have deviated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pray, give me wealth, Allah gives them wealth. And test them and they fail. So in this world, they get what they want, luxury. But in the akhirah, it's nothing but loss. Charity is the test. Contentment is the test. Your children are a test.